Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show this morning. Before they did their... You guys familiar with it, whatever they're doing? Wake-up shots or something? Some sort of healthy, organic... I didn't even know what it was.
Oh, cayenne. Is that cayenne, ginger, and... like these are like gut shots, yeah. Like you take that to stimulate the immune system and... yeah, burns through a lot of crap. Oh, they're really... They do not taste delicious, but they're also really good for you.
Someone with IBS, I do not think a gut shot would be very productive.
That's why we need too productive. That's why we need the afternoon show. They can have their morning shots. We have smelling salts.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say shots.
They we'll did talk do. About that after Vrabel's like, it's not quite like the Jameson shots you would give me after talking to Wiggy.
And then Wiggy said, once you go brown, it's going down. Or
yeah,
like
or Hennessy shots. I'm sorry, not Jameson. It was
yes,
Hennessy.
There
yeah.
was a lot going on there in that that early morning interview. He was in a good mood because he won. I don't know that he'd be laughing about the comical officiating had it cost his team a victory, because I certainly wasn't laughing yesterday. To set the scene, Drake May threw a second bomb of a touchdown pass, I believe 63 yards, to Pop Douglas. Everybody literally was celebrating. The broadcast crew, Adam Archuleta, they're celebrating. The score updated. The Patriots on the sideline. Huge smile on Pop Douglas's face, and then you're like, wait, what's that little yellow thing that just popped up, and why did that pop up, and what is going on? Yes, Dan Ball.
Anybody else ask to themselves, oh, I wonder who got caught for taunting after the score?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, after the play,
must
personal
be an illegal
foul,
hit.
There,
like,
taunting.
Somebody got salty, somebody hit someone
yeah.
in the back
no,
of the end zone.
Dan's right, it was taunting. It was a perfect, this is the first foul in regards to potential ejection for said play. Nope. No, it was 60 yards back on the opposite sideline. I also, quick question. Did anyone ever see the flag? Did they ever show the flag? I'm not
it
sure
came,
I even saw
like
the flag.
Literally 10 seconds later.
Yeah, I never saw it, and I am. This is the first time I believe I've ever suggested publicly on social media that the NFL is rigged. This felt like they got a little message in what I guess Adrian Hill calls the O2O, official to official earpiece, the one that they use for expedited reviews. You know how sometimes they'll be like, oh, the ball is a yard short, and they're like, upon expedited review, I've been told the ball is respotted and it is indeed a first down. Okay, so if they can do that, we know they can call them anytime with anything they want to suggest. This felt like somebody suggested, hey, this one's getting out of hand. We need this one to stay a little closer. There's a lot of money riding on. Like, whatever the reasoning, they're like, you need to disallow this touchdown somehow. And he's like, oh, yeah, backside over there. Somebody must have touched somebody, because that's exactly what happened. Stephon Diggs touched a defensive player. Touched a defensive player, and they called him for offensive pass interference to wipe out a second bomb of a touchdown pass to Pop Douglas. It was comical. Mike Vrabel has a good word for it. It's comical. Now, I know he was referencing the fact that, you know, they get these videos each week telling them, you know, what they're going to do, what they're looking for, how they're going to officiate it, and then apparently go out there and do nothing of the such. This was, as I said to you, Fitzy, the worst call. I mean, excuse me, the second worst call I've ever seen in that building, because the worst call was the no pass interference that sent the Rams to the Super Bowl and not the Saints to face the Patriots.
The Roby Coleman non-call will be forever the single worst missed call in the history of, I'd even go so far as to say, maybe just the NFL period, let alone postseason. But this is a clear-cut number two. It's the worst the Patriots have faced all season, probably the worst of Steph Diggs' career. Let us hope, let us pray now, T's and P's, that this is the worst call that goes against the Patriots all year. Because if this happens on the regular, man, you're going to start getting a lot of people back up on that wall with some hate us because you ain't us type of people defending or just getting their feathers in a bunch, because that was awful.
And as we teased on Friday, Adrian Hill and his crew are known to throw flags, because they did. 19 accepted penalties for 132 yards, 11 penalties, yet again, double digits for the Patriots, continuing to rack up the penalties. Actually, it's time now for our league leaders and who's circling the drains, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. The Patriots are among the league leaders in penalties. They've been doing this all year long. But you know what's really circling the drain? The credibility in the officials and the referees and Adrian Hill and his crew. And it wasn't just that one call, which was a horrific call. Also, after the call, anyone else note that Adrian Hill walked back up the field raising the roof? And I don't know what he was doing, because some people be like, oh, he wanted to reset the play clock. No. That's one arm. That's a one-arm pump of the play clock. What is two arms raising? Are you celebrating that you just altered an NFL game, Adrian Hill? What was that all about?
He was
about
trying to get the crowd to chant, Adrian.
It felt
Adrian,
like
Adrian, because it was all about him.
Because he did have, not only was he doing it, he had a little of that, like, Vince McMahon, Conor McGregor walk to him, cock of the walk type thing. And I hated it. I hated every minute of it. And you understand that I also hate officials. But later, I actually thought it got worse. And some fans will disagree with me. Late in the game, Drake May's chucking bombs down the right sideline. He hits Stephon Diggs right in the hands. Beautiful catch. Flag, left hand, push off, offensive pass interference. I actually think you could argue that was actually a penalty. I don't love it. It's a little ticky-tacky. But by the letter of the law, I think you could call it. So what does Drake May do? Oh, hell, I'll just run the same play with Mac Hollins down the right sideline. I'll hit him in the hands. And you know who else hit Mac Hollins in the hands? The defender, before the ball got there. It's literally called pass interference. He interfered with his ability to catch the pass. You know what they didn't do, Fitzy?
Throw a flag on that one?
Throw a flag. I need consistency there. Either both are penalties or neither are penalties. And I'm guessing it was the same official. It was the same area of the field, so it should be the same stupid side judge. My bad. I shouldn't have called him stupid. I just didn't like his actions. He acted stupidly, as our former president used to say. He acted stupidly in that situation. You need some consistency. They were horrific. Fitzy, does the NFL have an officiating problem? And do the Patriots have an officiating problem?
The Patriots, no, not yet, though. I don't think that you'll ever find an officiating crew sympathetic to the Patriots' cause. Does the NFL have an officiating problem? I mean, you know, does the Pope crap in the woods? I mean, come on, you know the answer to that question.
No,
everybody knows.
The Pope craps in the Vatican.
Yeah, that's, it's, I
actually,
I
could, he's the Pope. Does he even crap?
I fuse that one with, there's a bear crap in the woods, because you hear the same ones too often. You know the answer.
No, so
yes,
you do what Ted did. Remember? Ted brought the new one. Does the bear wipe his bum with a bunny?
Oh, all right. Excellent. That's good. That's Ted's. I'll leave Ted's domain and his IP alone for the time being. The point is, yes, the NFL has a significant officiating problem. And I, for one, at this point now, would welcome our robot overlords, or AI NFL, to take over, because the judgment of the people that they pay five and handsome six-figure salaries to run around in black and white striped jerseys with white pants, whistles, and cleats every given Sunday, some Mondays, and a few Thursdays is atrocious.
Did you
say
five?
They can't get the calls right.
Did you say five figures? No. There is not a single one of them making five figures. They're all well into the six figures for this side gig that is called NFL officiating. well into the six figures.
Well, they should start giving it back or tithing it to their local church or community center because they're being grossly overpaid.
And the issue is for me, do I think games are rigged? No. But the gambling and the potential connection to impropriety when you have headpieces, when you know for a fact that there are people in New York that can talk directly to people on the field in real time, live, quickly, to alter the flow of the game, which normally is seen as a good thing. As I said, expedited review is good. Oh, move the ball forward a yard. We don't need the guy to run over under the hood, take a commercial break, come back, make an announcement. Just do it. But the fact that we know they can do that for the good of the game leads us to believe when something like this happens, it was something untoward, a little smelly.
Untoward?
Yes.
Untoward?
Yes. And I didn't. And I usually don't skate in this world. I usually don't skate down this lane. We've had this conversation a lot over the years in regards to the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and them getting the benefit of calls and all these things. It's rigged. It's fixed. It's this. It's that. It's scripted. But this penalty, this comical penalty that was Patriots players in the bench area celebrating before they actually called the penalty, it's a tough look for the National Football League. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Pete in the car. What's up, Pete?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. You nailed it perfectly. It wasn't just the one call. It was the many calls. And I will say on the first egregious, ridiculous call, if anything, that should have been defensive illegal contact. The defender engaged him first, past 5 yards. That should have been a flag that they threw and picked up because it was on the defense. It was probably the worst officiating I've seen in a game in 55 years old. I've been watching football for 40-something plus. Some of the worst calls I've ever seen.
Thanks for the call, Pete. Yeah, I agree. This was up there. That call, the way that played out, the timing.
It had nothing. Now, I understand just because a play where somebody believes there to be a rules infraction doesn't have anything to do with the play on the other side of the field, down the field. That doesn't mean you can just get away with it like, oh, it's not an uncatchable pass of penalties. I get it. But legitimately, there was no penalty committed. There was no foul. They just engaged each other 5 yards off the ball. Diggs didn't even, as he did later, like put a hand on someone to what it seems like gain the weeest bit of separation. There was nothing. They just they laid hands. Wow. Okay, great. Just let it be. Otherwise, you can't even play football anymore. It was so bad and so glaring because you don't even see a flag. It happens like a half an hour later. Like CBS almost cut to commercial. Like Borregales almost kicked the extra point. It was so freaking bad. And the NFL had a horrible day from 9A just with the Jets and the Broncos, period, let alone all the way through the Chiefs-Lions game, which people were bitching up a storm about well past 11 o'clock last night as also being a horrendously officiated game.
But don't worry, because Mike Reese, the great Mike Reese, got a pool report. That means he went to head referee Adrian Hill and got to ask him some questions, which I'm sure, I mean, we can all agree these always clear everything up, right? These always make it quite obvious that they did it right, they got it right, and there's nothing to see here.
Yeah, they put your mind at ease after seeing a poorly officiated game.
So let's put my mind at ease after said poorly officiated game with 19 flags, including the latest I have ever seen to wipe out a touchdown in my life. Question number one from Mike Reese to Adrian Hill. What was seen to call offensive pass interference on Stephon Diggs that nullified a touchdown catch by DeMario Douglas? Adrian Hill's answer. On that play, we ruled blocking downfield by number 8 early during the play. So, if there is a situation where a player blocks downfield, it's not a foul until a pass is thrown. So you kind of put that in the bank. And then the pass was thrown downfield later. That created the offensive pass interference. Okay, follow-up question from Mike Reese, as any good reporter would. The follow-up question, mechanically, with the later timing of the penalty and subsequent announcement as both teams had their special teams units on the field, how did that unfold? The timing. I feel like that's a nice little subtle shot there from Mike Reese. You know, with the special teams units on the field, how did the timing unfold that you then called a penalty? And this is what Hill had to say. Quote, the official was processing the play, and then he came to me over the 020, official to official communication system because it was a long developing play. He had to rewind back to what happened at the beginning of the play and process that. Yes, Dan Ball.
File O2O under in the folder of nicknames Dan Ball doesn't like.
Oh.
Next to X plays.
Ooh, this was an X play that led to an O2O communication.
What the hell? Just for those of us out there that like think we're football smart but don't know everything, what the frig does O2O mean?
Official to official communication. I just said it.
But it makes no sense.
Oh.
But, like, they're allowed to communicate on their secret, like, hey, throw a flag on this network.
Yeah. Oh, it's not secret. They all, if you look at them, they all got the earpiece in and the little microphone. They can talk to each other. They can hear each other. And, oh, by the way, they can talk to New York. They can talk to people not in the building. They can talk to what I would call bosses, people that may have interest in certain storylines, if you want to believe this, for the league, or even financial interests in games where a lot of money might be wagered.
Are you alleging something?
I'm not alleging anything. I'm observing information.
Are you implying something?
That's for you to decide as the listener. Am I implying it, or am I just stating information that significantly bothered me? It also bothered me that the guy's like, and then he had to rewind and go back to what's happened. Like, I know we've all seen this by now in the game, on the replay on the TV, the replay on social media. Stephon Diggs barely touches the defender, and then they both, this is a term I learned over the years, it's called brother-in-lawing it in football, where both guys kind of decide in practice to not try. Like, hey, I'm the pass rusher and you're the tackle. If we both not try, it'll look like we tried and we can get to the locker room and practice will be over quicker and we won't get hurt and we won't get tired.
That's called brother-in-lawing it?
Yep. I don't know.
I'm so glad that's the definition.
I don't know what it means or how it works, but it looked to me like Stephon Diggs and the corner kind of just brother-in-lawed it. They're like, yeah, we're not really in this play. Drake is kind of moving around. Oh, and he's throwing deep down the other side. Let's just both stand here and see what happened on this play. We'll see, you know, does your receiver catch it? Does my DB make a play? Let's just hang out. And then they call a penalty on that. Like, they weren't involved in the play. They were not actively participating in the play. It was more like 10-on-10 football. Mm-hmm. And these guys, Adrian Hill and his crew, decide, oh, you know what we need to be? We need to be the story of this game early on. We need to adversely affect one team and dramatically help the other team. And that's what they did, and it pissed me off. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. You know, this is awesome, you guys talking about this. Obviously, it's a story. And here's my thing, and I have a comment as well, but why don't we just move away? Why can't the referees be employees of the NFL instead of this propaganda baloney that's going on? And why can more plays be reviewed? When there's a questionable play or foul call or whatever, penalty, why cannot be reviewed by New York? Everything should be reviewed by New York. You know, it's pretty sad that Drake May had three excellent plays that were taken away because of Andrew Hill, whatever, Andre Hill, whatever his name is, and his crew. He ought to be fired.
Thanks for the call, David. That is a common reaction to a lot of this, that the NFL needs to go to full-time officials. What? So they can prep their conspiracies more during the offseason? So they can learn how to better communicate through their O2O during the offseason? So they can screw teams like the Patriots and screw playmakers like Pop Douglas? This poor Pop Douglas guy. We've been kind of crapping on him this year, correct?
You've given him the business, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Deservedly so, I would also argue.
And now he comes out and has a game that is borderline historic. He's got two long touchdowns early. Maybe this is like this springboard to him having this breakout season, and all of a sudden he's going to become the playmaker I think he can be. And then these jackals say, you know what? Stephon Diggs touched that guy 69 yards, nice, from the play. He touched him. I'm going to throw a flag and decide. Like, it rubbed me the wrong way. And I know we all coach and tell, oh, you know, you got to be good enough to overcome the officiating and don't make it so close.
No one play ever truly decides a game, to which I say, BS. It most certainly can.
Yeah, tell that to the Saints when they didn't go to the Super Bowl. Tell that to them that one play doesn't decide a football game. But in this case, it didn't. The Patriots went on to score. Drake May's like, okay, you take away one, I'll score another. It's fine. He should have had more touchdowns, more yards, the whole thing. But I just, it's easy to joke about and laugh about and call comical after you win. But had this been a loss, for a team that now suddenly, instead of 4-2, they're 3-3. And all of a sudden, instead of rolling towards the playoffs, you're kicking yourself over another winnable game that you lose, right? You had Raiders, Steelers, and now we would be talking about the officiating and how you got screwed in New Orleans, and you could be 6-0, but instead you're 3-3, and you're not going to make the playoffs because of Adrian Hill and his crew. That said, it doesn't discount the other 10 penalties on the day for the Patriots, and that's where
clean that up a little bit.
Yes. So what isn't comical, Mike Vrabel, is the fact that your team rolls out of bed, and it feels like they start every game with, like, 7 penalties. Like, you just assume they're going to have 7 penalties.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say on the sort of, like, the hands of justice, Andy, like, the scales are pretty level right now. 11 penalties, yeah, not great. Going to go ahead and clean it up. Getting stuffed or losing yards on over a third of your running plays, also maybe something you may want to get to work on and or clean up.
And we did have somebody say, conspiracy theory Andy is drunk. I'm not drunk, but it is well known. Fitzy, you've dealt with this for literally years at every level. Everything I've ever coached or watched. High school football, college football, pro football, flag football, baseball, basketball, lacrosse, they all stink. Every official I've ever seen, every game I go to, there's at least one call where I think the person is an over-officious dink and is raising the roof after a bad call or injecting their personality. And I've said, yes, I was going to be a high school football official. I took the class. Do I think I would have sucked? Probably.
You are a notorious disgruntled parent in stands.
Yeah, do you stand like far away from the rest of the parents so you can mumble to yourself?
No, sometimes I'm asked to stand far away from the rest of the parents so I can mumble louder. I also have the issue that my voice carries really well in a lot of these fields. Mm. You can really hear it for a long way.
Can attest.
So I've always told people that yell at me, I'm not the biggest a-hole, I'm just the loudest a-hole. It's not fair. That guy said meaner things, but his voice doesn't travel as well as mine, so he doesn't get yelled at. So, yeah, that was part of my issue. But I definitely would have been yelling in the Superdome last night, yesterday afternoon. That was as bad and a late call as I've ever seen. And I thought the Patriots handled it very well, and they've handled it very well since. I think they're avoiding fines, in my opinion, the way they've talked about it. They've made it clear they thought it was a joke. They've made it clear they didn't like it. But I don't think they've crossed a line where any of them should get a FedEx check later in the week. Yes, Dimble.
This is kind of a side point, but you asked towards the end of the interview or the quarterback question of the week about Drake and his feelings against refs. I loved that he said, yeah, once I get a little bit more established in this league, I'm going to start talking crap to refs.
Well,
and that's a thing that elite quarterbacks do. Brady was able to do it, and he got the calls. Now it's Mahomes and Josh Allen who get the calls. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the next in line superstar, the thing that they get for being elite quarterbacks.
And we don't go full Tatum, that's all.
Right.
That's all I ask.
Well, and don't make it a negative where you start to hurt your own cause by you bitching too much and it affecting your game and the calls you get. I'll also say, we don't have time to get into it now, but anybody who watched college football over the weekend, Kirby Smart, and the timeout he called and then claimed he didn't call, and the officials allowed him to stop the clock without using
a timeout.
Pretty
sure that's still the universal timeout signal.
Yeah, that's not how you clap, Kirby. You don't clap like that. That's calling timeout, and they let him get away with it. So officiating stinks in all big games at all levels. Yes, Stiz.
Hey, good week for your boy, Stiz. Bill Belichick didn't lose this week.
That's a good point. He didn't lose.
Okay, time for commercial.
And he didn't get fired, and other college coaches are getting fired, so winner, winner, chicken dinner. Bill Belichick still has a team.
Who would have guessed James Franklin survived longer than Belichick? Good Lord.
What a week.
Or other way around,
Sorry. Yes, Bill Belichick. I knew what you meant. I was just going to slide past it there. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we're done bitching about the officials. Now we need to get back to the actual Patriots, the actual success. Drake May. Yes, he's an MVP candidate. Look, try to convince yourself. Name a quarterback who's played better over the last month than Drake May. In fact, try to come up with 4. You can't. He's an MVP candidate. And the New England Patriots, they are trending toward the postseason. Yes, I said it. I'm usually the wet blanket. I'm usually Mr. Pump the Brakes. It is indeed October 13th. The Patriots are headed towards the postseason. They might even have, according to analytics, an 80%+ chance to make the playoffs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nah, he's better. He's better than Jaden Daniels. Although, Devin McCourty, a little piece of advice. When you're trying to sell something, you can't be giggling when you say it. Although you landed the plane nicely by saying we don't celebrate championship games. We celebrate Super Bowls in New England. But that's what I was referencing earlier, Fitzy, back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. You're in the conversation again. You can have those, even if silly, you can have those little like barbs with other teams and players.
That's fun.
Yes. And it's been so long because I don't know. I think you and your people, embraced it back in 2021. I couldn't really take part because I didn't believe it. I didn't believe in Mac Jones. I didn't believe that they were a legitimate Super Bowl contender when everybody was starting to get excited in that. What was that, a 9-game winning streak? And like all, I never embraced it. I am embracing this. This is a playoff caliber football team in 2025. Are they the best team I've seen in New England in the last 25 years? No, they're not in the conversation. Don't care. Don't know. It's 2025. Right now, they're the 7th seed in the AFC. Yeah, Bills lose tonight. They might be higher than that. They might be the first place team. But,
That's the fact that you brought that up, and I don't think I heard anyone else mention that. It's widely available.
You mean I didn't come up with that? Is that a hot take that if the Bills lose?
Can we go back to 3-point stance? No, but it's just like the fact that there's a chance. It's quite unlikely because the Bills are a 4.5-point favorite, and I think they're going to come out. And even though the Atlanta defense is a tad underrated, I think they're going to come out and try to prove a point on national TV tonight.
Me too.
After getting embarrassed by the Patriots. But there is a chance. I am here telling you there's a chance. The Patriots could wake up in first effing place, and it's only mid-October. That's just right there. Just take a moment, Mike Vrabel and company. Breathe that in for a second. Then get back to work on going to Tennessee and burning that place to the ground.
So as Dan Ball puts, and we all know this, but sometimes you need to read it and see it in front of you, 4-13 in 2023, 4-13 in 2024, 4-2 in 2025. There's a lot of games left to pile up a lot more than 4 wins, and that's why suddenly the Patriots are the darlings not just of me or you or Devin McCourty or Olsen or Brady or anybody else. The computers suddenly like the Patriots.
What?
Yes, the analytics.
The robots?
Suddenly have the Patriots as a high probability playoff team. NFL.com has a 69% percent chance that the Patriots are a playoff team. The Athletic has an 85% chance for the Patriots to make the playoffs. The playoffstatus.com. Wow, that really fell off the map there. 82% chance.
Is that the playoffs in context as paid for by the Crafts?
Seems like it. 82% chance to make the first round of the playoffs. FanDuel is a minus 230 odds for the Patriots to make the playoffs right now. This is a legitimate possibility, and it's coming together for obviously a variety of reasons. Drake May is first and foremost. The way he's playing, the plays he's making, the mistakes he's not making, as we said earlier. And yes, people are looking at their schedule, which we knew was soft, we knew was easy, and they're like, oh yeah, it really is as soft and as easy as we said it was. They are going to play a team that just fired its coach, right? They just played a team that everybody expected to be competing for one of the top spots. You know, a popular meme, I guess not even a meme, a popular note, I guess, now on social media, Fitzy, have you noticed the current projection for the top 10 picks in the draft? It's all the Patriots' schedule. Each of the top 10 picks, there might be one outlier, but it's each of the Patriots' schedule. It's the Jets and the Ravens and all these teams they play. They're all going to be picking in the top 10 if things trend the way they're trending today. And so people are jumping on the bandwagon. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you to be the realist, the brake pumper, so to speak. Are we getting too far ahead of ourselves? Or has this team earned this right for us as analysts and fans to start saying the P word?
Playoffs?
Yep.
Yeah, they have. Honestly, they have. And it's only just because math. Like this, like as Stiz likes to say, this math is mathing right now. Like the facts are presenting themselves. They are at four wins. They've won two out of every three. Mathematically, they've won two out of three every three games thus far in the calendar. Forget about the fact that they should have beat the Raiders. Forget about the fact that they should have beat the Steelers. And somehow they found a way to lose to the Steelers and beat themselves in the same game. If they continue along the path with the injuries, the inadequacy, with their remaining 11 opponents, and they win two out of every three games, they're going to probably end up with 10 or 11 wins. That's probably going to be good enough for the playoffs, considering that the AFC is a vast morass of 500 or just barely above 500 teams. The Patriots are looking like, if they just continue as presently chartered at this cruising altitude, they should be playing a meaningful, if not meaningful, games in January, which is wild and kind of awesome.
So let's look at some of the teams they may be competing with. And yes, it's early. We're not scoreboard or standings watching.
We haven't done it in a while. Yes. Let's radio. Let's do some sports radio.
At this point last year, you know what two words I was saying? Will Campbell. Will Campbell at this point last year. It is so refreshing that I haven't even thought for one moment who they're going to draft in the first round next April. Haven't thought about it for one moment. You know why? It's also harder to predict who they're going to be drafting with like the 21st pick in the draft or the 20th pick in the draft. It's much easier to project when you're going to have the first or third pick in the draft. But let's play a little game, Fitzy. Well, let's just look at the 4-2 teams in the AFC that have the same record as you. And there's not a ton of them, and the Steelers and the Bills throw this off. They're 4-1. But let's look at 4-2 teams, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Are they better than you, the same as you, or worse than you?
The Jacksonville Jaguars are the same as you.
Okay. I think that's probably a fair. Dan Ball, grab your microphone, put your headphones on, and put your face on the radio. We use our big boy words here on WEEI Afternoons. Dan Ball made a face in the background. Go ahead.
I think you're better. I don't have a ton behind it. I think your quarterback is leaps and bounds better than Trevor Lawrence. We're talking about Jacksonville, yes?
Yes.
I think your quarterback is leaps and bounds better in what you've shown this year, and I think I take your defense as well.
Okay. I'm with Fitzy. I think you guys you're kind of similar. You have quarterbacks looking to prove themselves. Now the difference is one's looking to prove himself later in his career and with like $250 million in the bank. The other's proving himself in year two. And you have first-year coaches, one offensive, one defensive. Both have been involved in scandals about stealing signs, one with Vrabel as a player, one with Duval more recently. But let's go to the Los Angeles Chargers, who actually lead the AFC West at 4-2. Fitzy, better, worse, or the same?
You are currently... I think right now, given the injuries the Chargers have sustained, I think you're better.
Not that it matters. They have a plus 2 point differential on the season. You have a plus 30 point differential on the season. You're building up a nice point differential as you play out games. How about the Denver Broncos? Another 4-2 team that just had a really ugly win over the Jets on Sunday morning in London.
You are the same.
Yeah, and that's the point. Like, we're not saying you're head and shoulders above all these other teams, but you've entered the conversation of that sort of mid-tier or maybe even upper mid-tier, because I don't even know who the upper class in the AFC is. We just talked
about this. There isn't one. That's the conversation we started on Six Rings yesterday and is carrying over through to today. There really isn't one. We have a giant middle class in football right now.
And you might argue it's the Bills. If they go win tonight, I don't know if you've heard, if they win tonight, you will not be in first place in the AFC East. And
what?
they will have 5 wins. They will have one more win than you do. But the equalizer there is you just beat them in their place a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, how about that?
And the Pittsburgh Steelers, 4-1. That looks really good on paper. You gave them the game. You gave them 6 turnovers. That's how they beat you. So you should have beaten them. So I think the Patriots measure up nicely with the supposed good teams, and they're very much in the mix with all those teams they'll be competing with for a playoff spot in the coming weeks. So I think that's an interesting comparison, and it proves the Patriots are very much capable of going to the playoffs this year. Up next, we look at the downside to the Patriots' win in New Orleans. We look at maybe their biggest issue, an issue that has Fitzy worried, and does it have Megan Ottolini worried? We'll talk about that. Megan Ottolini with some questionable analysis from the Patriots' win in New Orleans. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Indeed, that was some wet blanket negativity from Megan Ottolini, Mego, on the Six Rings post-game show last night. Fitzy and Hart, we're just having fun. We're celebrating a win. We're talking about Drake May being an MVP candidate. We're talking about the Patriots being a playoff team. Mm-hmm. And in swoops Mego and says, concerning was the word she'd use to describe the game. And the reason for that is a Drake May-centric offense that can't run the ball the length of anything that would be impressive right now. And Fitzy, you brought it up a little bit in the show. the idea that are they putting too much on Drake May's plate in a different way than what we were talking about in week one? Week one, it was like, is he overwhelmed with the scheme? Does he not know how to play? No, he's fine with the scheme, and he knows how to play. Now are we just asking him to do too much? And I say, no. I say, this is the life at times for a modern franchise quarterback on a good, not great team. If you're on a great team, I don't think this happens. Like, if you're on a great team, for example, the Eagles last year, when Dan Ball was telling everybody who'd listen that Jalen Hurts isn't really that good because he just rides the offensive firepower and talents around him.
Kind of nailed it, by the way, right?
Kind of. Mm-hmm. It's kind of gone in a different direction because now that everybody else isn't making plays, he's not really capable of carrying the Eagles.
Weird.
Yeah, it's crazy how that works, and you can't just conduct an illegal play up and down the field all day, every day, every Sunday.
So other quarterbacks, though, like, isn't this the life you lead where there's a lot of, you know, perfect example, a fellow MVP candidate right now down in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Baker Mayfield and all the injuries they have at receiver, they're kind of counting on Baker to do a lot. He had a ridiculous scramble and run late in that game that may, if you had like a video that I'd say, why is Baker Mayfield the MVP of the NFL through 6 weeks of the season? That video would tell the story for me and what he's doing down in Tampa. But I just think this is at times the life you lead as a franchise quarterback. And ideally, it wouldn't be year two. Ideally, it wouldn't be his first full season as a starter. Ideally, it would be like year five. You know that season where like Josh Allen, they were like, okay, I guess you got to trade away Stephon Diggs because you paid Josh Allen and you can't afford to keep everybody. And that's why you pay him $60 million a year because he's going to have to carry more of the load. I get that that's usually when that happens. I just think this is the life of a modern franchise quarterback who has some athletic ability.
Yeah, but a complimentary run game would really go a long way.
Like, oh, agreed. I wouldn't kick it out of bed.
Drake May is responsible for like 85% of the Patriots' offense. Yesterday, the Patriots' leading rusher was Drake May. 9 carries for 28 yards.
And that's why he's an MVP candidate like Patrick Mahomes.
It's too much. It's too much. These quarterbacks are always better when they have a complimentary, if not excellent, run game. Like, you can't have your leading rusher be the quarterback each and every week and the leading passer. Hell, what's he going to start throwing themselves the pass to? Insert Giselle quote here. You have to get a running game going. I don't know. Like, there's video out there. I already shared the stat that the Patriots either were stuffed or lost yardage on over a third of their run plays from yesterday's game. There are all these tells all over the line. Ramondre might be running trepidatiously now because he doesn't want to fumble. Travion can't get going. Their running backs are the two lowest rated running backs for all starters in the NFL. Like, you got to get the run game going. So otherwise, eventually, someone's going to be like, we know, we'll just cover the receivers and confuse Drake. He'll see a few ghosts. Ball game over.
Yeah, that may happen. And that is why I wanted to say, to what end? When you say you can't rely on Drake to do that, my pushback would be, and win the Super Bowl? Absolutely. No shot in it happening. Going to an AFC title game? No chance. But to make the playoffs? To be king of the dip poos? To be the most successful of maybe the mediocre? To just be a 7 seed? To be one of the wild card teams? Sneak into the playoffs? And I don't know, if you get the right draw on the right day, win a game? I think you can do all of that with a subpar running game. I would always argue I'd rather have the running game. So Josh McDaniels, patience, figure it out. Time on task. What is that, a tot? Tater tot? Time on task. Figure out the run game. Get it better. Will Campbell, Garrett Bradbury, all you guys, do a better job. All of it. Drake May actually said it's really one player. Did you notice that? He said it's really one player. We're running the wide zones and one guy's getting beat over the top and that's kind of blowing everything up. Okay, block the one player. Figure it out. But if you don't, Drake May looks like the kind of quarterback that can still win, that can still lead you to victories over teams you're supposed to beat, victories over teams that you're similar to. And I think he can keep doing that moving forward if they stay healthy and the defense continues to make plays and they play the way they played. So, Megan Ottolini, have some faith. Have some confidence. Have an optimistic attitude about the Patriots. They're trending toward the playoffs with or without a running game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.